A St. Gabriel Catholic Radio listener once said that she now sees the world differently. Perhaps seeing the world like God sees it is one of the reasons you listen to AM 820. Well, this week we're asking you to place a value on that in the form of a financial gift. The amount is up to you, but as you get ready to step forward with your support, please consider how the world would look without St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us at 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
And welcome back to AM 820's Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Douglas Sells, joined by Randy Reinhardt and Ryan Baker. And we're going to throw, I think, the format out the window, guys, because we're going to talk some sports here. Jesus says he wants to meet you where you are. And we know that a lot of people on a Friday night, where they are, is at a high school football game. We're listening to a high school football game and listening to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the play-by-play of the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week, which is something we started, gosh, Randy, 6-7 years ago.
You know, we're one big family, first of all, and I want to emphasize that because you are the guy that got me hooked up via LinkedIn with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You said, I think there's an opening to work on the games. So because of you, I'm here today.
Well, and we are glad to have you because the folks listening, I don't know how much they know about Randy, but this guy, and Ryan, you can attest to this, is the play-by-play voice of Central Ohio and has been for, I don't want to date you, Randy, a good 25, 30 years. Every kind of play-by-play you've done it, high school, college, Clippers, you've been there, done that. How many years have you been doing play-by-play?
This is year number 35, and I started when I was 4. I just want to clarify that.
I thought it was five, but okay. And also joining us in the studio, and I have to admit, really the brains behind the whole operation, Ryan Baker, who
and
I met.
And the beauty, too.
Yeah, and the beauty. Yeah. Ryan Baker was at the Columbus School for Broadcasting. I met him 9-10 years ago, and when they asked me to do this show, I said, you know, I'm kind of busy, got a family, have a business, was doing some freelance sportscasting at the time. I said, I don't really have time to produce the show, but I'd love to co-host it. And truth be told, Ryan Baker does everything but basically use me as a ventriloquist. Yes. I have the pleasure of working with this guy who produces the show, sets up all the interviews, gets the coaches. And if you haven't heard the preview show on Friday night at 6 o'clock, it's 6:15 now, right? Because we go live to the stadiums at 7.
No, we start at 6 o'clock, go till 6:45.
Read the note.
6 or 7 years, by the way. I think this all started in 2009 for you, Doug.
Yeah. Right.
So this is your ninth season, my eighth season of doing this, and just have more and more fun every year.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk a lot about the football and what we do, but obviously we're here to raise funds to support all the great programming that AM 820 does. We'd like you to call in, give us your pledge at 614-459-4820. We're going to have some challenges for you because I know I've experienced just how much the faith and God plays a role in sports, in our lives, in our family lives. And we have an angel update, Gina from Immaculate Conception. If you would, Gina, tell us what the good folks are doing out there to support AM 820.
Wonderful. I have some exciting updates. We have two new gifts. We have John from Church of the Resurrection in New Albany, and we have Yvette and Bill from Church of the Resurrection in New Albany. So there's a challenge. If you guys are at Church of the Resurrection, maybe you can hop on the bandwagon there. John has become a platinum member, given monthly to us here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So thank you so much, John. And then Yvette and Bill have upgraded in honor of Father Jim Cesar, the pastor of Church of the Resurrection. So we are so grateful for your gift and your time. We also have some yearly sustaining members. We have Richard and Regina from St. Catherine Columbus. We have Cheryl from St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Pickerington. And we have Jack and Alice from St. Michael and Joe and June from Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal Columbus. Thank you so much for your gifts. Remember, log on to stgabrielcatholicradio.com. Come and join us today. Thank you all.
Thank you so much, Gina, and thank you to all those generous folks who help support what we do here. The sustaining membership, that's my favorite, personal favorite, $20 or more per month. $20 is what? Is that maybe three or four Starbucks that you don't have in 1 month?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh, wow. Ben.
I drink decaffeinated tea.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm high on life.
How many teas would that be?
That would be about five tea bags.
So
I think,
1 week's worth of tea. That's all you got to give up.
That's it. You know, wow. I'm sorry, Doug. I don't do that. I don't smoke. I don't drink.
Well, that's good.
I'm like Pat Boone.
Well, that's what we expect.
Except about 5 years younger. That's about it.
And that's what we want. You know, guys. One of my favorite quotes is from Billy Graham, who said that a youth coach can have more impact on a kid in one season of a sport than can a priest or a rabbi or a minister in that child's entire lifetime. Think about that. And that can be for good or bad, obviously. And we've seen coaches who perhaps is not the influence that we want on our children. But I would like folks today in this hour, maybe consider making a pledge to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio in the name of a coach. Someone who has really impacted you, someone who's impacted your kid. I had the pleasure of my son played hockey at DeSales. My daughter is now probably headed to enemy territory. She's at St. Andrew, a sixth grader, and she'll go to Waterson probably. My wife teaches at DeSales, and I've just really been able to see up close what these coaches do. You might want to speak to it, Ryan. Brad Birchfield, just one of the many Catholic high school coaches. There are seven Catholic high school area Catholic schools in the Central Ohio area, which we cover. We do their games, and we interview the coaches and the players on the preview show. And Brad spoke at the Catholic Men's Conference. All these coaches are great, but I sort of picked Brad in particular because you see him teaching life lessons and godly lessons at practice, and I know you go to practice every week as much as he's teaching football.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. And the good coaches, as you guys know, it's all about relationships. And it's all about, just like a good leader in life or anything, really taking an interest in the people that are under your wing, the people that you are coaching, knowing that when they succeed, you succeed as well. And you do. You see that. And you mentioned Coach Birchfield, obviously Coach Wiggins at DeSales. I think of Coach Bill Franks out at Newark Catholic. And every week he talks about, we try to play the game like we live our life, our faith and dedication first, and everything else will fall into place. And what you said is true, and these coaches live by that.
Yep. So we'd like to make a challenge to all of you to maybe call in, make a donation in the name of a coach. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do just personally. I'm going to make a donation of $20 for every one of the seven area coaches. So don't make me do math, but I think that's $140.
Yes, sir.
You didn't even use your phone for that.
I didn't. I didn't even use my fingers or toes either. But because I just, again, am so impressed with what all these coaches do. We mentioned Brad Birchfield, Doug Miller down at Fisher Catholic, Bill Franks at Newark Catholic, Brian Kennedy at Waterson, Brian Cross at Bishop Reedy. Who am I missing?
Bob Jacoby at St. Charles.
Ryan Wiggins at DeSales. So we would love to give that some thought this hour for you to call in and make a pledge on behalf of a coach and name that coach. Right now, we're going to go to a clip of a show that's aired here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. You can get it on crossingthegoal.com. It was on EWTN television as well. It's called Crossing the Goal. You may have heard of it. Former New Orleans Saint Danny Abramowitz, one of the co-hosts on that show, along with Peter Herbick and Curtis Martin and Brian Patrick. And it's really interesting to hear those guys make the analogy between your faith and football. So let's hear a clip from that right now.
Gentlemen, Curtis, why don't you start us off?
Sure. Brian, the task at hand is for us to recognize the challenge. And the challenge is that the world is radically broken. If we look around in our culture, we see abortion, pornography, divorce, all sorts of problems ripping us apart. And we need to be courageous. We need to recognize that something more is asked of us. We as men need to step up. But the challenge is this. The problem doesn't just exist outside of us. It actually exists inside of us as well. We, too, have been broken and wounded. So how can we fix this? It's going to take courage.
Well, I think that's one of the big problems. Guys are fearful to look inside themselves, to challenge themselves. What's happening inside of me? And if you ask guys, say, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. When in reality, their life is in shambles. They're in financial difficulty. Their marriage is in trouble or something like that. that for some reason we have a hard time as men to share those kind of things.
There's a degree of discovery that needs to be made. The discovery for each guy to be able to come to see that deep within his own heart, there aren't just fears and things we want to avoid, but deep inside us, there's a desire to be great. There's a desire to do something great with our lives. There's a desire to rise up and do something about the very things that you're talking about. But we don't often see within us that the depth of that call. It's really a call within us. It's a call from God. We're made to be great, to respond to these kind of challenges.
So how do we find that call within? How do we see that greatness to bring it out of us?
I would say there's two steps. First of all, we need to see the crisis going on outside of us. There is something out there, and it's ugly, and it needs to be repaired. It needs to be fixed, sometimes even attacked. And we need to get off our rear ends and go to work. The second part is to realize we were made for a purpose, and our purpose is to become great. That's why God made us.
Yeah, and guys, you know, it hurts. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to step out like that and to admit to yourself that I need to do something. I need to change something or something going on in my life. I need some help.
You know, our whole culture is also geared to keep me distracted from making that look, to looking inside. It can numb me with just, and medicate me watching television 24/7 to be distracted. It's geared toward you and I avoiding taking that tough look inside, but we have to stop to do that. And what ends up happening when we look inside, we say, that's not the only thing that's in there. Something deeper is in there. It's actually the voice of God in me saying, hey, you're made for greatness. Come with me. Don't be afraid. Let's go.
And it's hard because we want to be great, but we also want to be comfortable.
Right.
And you can't be great and comfortable. You're going to have to get outside of the comfort zone and push yourself. And when I look at myself, I'll sometimes say, I know I'm made for more. But it's just, I'm already so busy, I'm so tired already, and I'm really afraid to push my comfort zone.
You know, Curtis, what you said there, a lot of people say, the world out there says, you can't do it. And you buy into that. You're told so many times, you can't do that, you can't accomplish that. Why are you going to step out and do that? You're going to get involved with that? Why are you going to do that?
Yeah. You know, once again, making that move interiorly, which is, you know, as a guy, it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. You know, it's like a foreign land we don't hardly ever want to go to. But within us, there really truly is a voice within us that wants to tell us who we are. It's the voice of God to awaken something within us to be able to aspire to greatness and to respond. And that's where it begins. It begins with that interior conversation and willingness to hear the voice of God that gives us the sense of hope and confidence that we're going to be able to respond to the challenges that we face.
Yeah, we'd rather sit on the couch, watch the game, than to take that look inside. It takes real courage to do that, doesn't it?
I think it does, but you have to be quiet, and the strength comes when you're quiet and you know you want to do something. But one says no, the other one says yeah, that little guy on your shoulder, which way are you going to go? And it takes some courage to say, you know, I am. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do it.
And as Peter said, we're so busy and distracted by the noise in our life, the iPods, the television, the telephone. We get in our car, we're pumping music at ourselves. To be able to have some moment of silence, as you said, Danny, to be able to just sit and realize God is alive and he wants to speak to us. He wants to call us into battle. Because the world's at war, and we're looking for men of virtue, men of character.
And that was the team from Crossing the Goal, led up by former Steubenville Big Red and New Orleans Saint Danny Abramowitz, who played back in the day in the NFL and had a lot of issues himself off the field until he finally gave his life to Jesus Christ. And that's an interesting dilemma we all face, and we're going to hear your thoughts on that as well, Randy, about all the distractions, particularly men face. We are here at the AM 820 Catholic Radio Fall Spirit Drive. Please call in with your donation at 614-459-4820. And when you call up, one of our lovely volunteers will tell you all the different ways that you can donate and help support Catholic Radio. And Randy, very, very cogent point that the guys make about all the distractions that can keep you from getting into the Word.
Not only that, but the essence of sports itself. When you think about it, in sports, we separate. We stress separatism to a large extent. But that's not what we're talking about today. We can talk about this school and that school, but we're one team, we're one large family, and that's the point that we have to hearken back to, is to remember that we're all in this together, we're all in this on one mission. You mentioned Brad Birchfield. Interesting point. The one picture that he always points out when you go into Bishop Hartley High School is the picture on the wall to the left. As soon as you walk in, It's a picture of the ultimate guidance counselor at Bishop Hartley High School. It's a picture of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to keep in mind. You know, it's Bishop Hartley, it's Watterson, it's all these different schools, but one faith, one mission, and one family. And that's the thing to remember, I think.
And, you know, I think that that point was made so poignantly, it just popped into my head as you were talking, Randy. I remember that game, and you obviously did the play-by-play at Hartley a couple of years ago when an official went down with a heart attack, and both teams got to their knees, all the fans. I mean, I get goosebumps thinking about it. Recount that situation and what that scene was like.
I'm going to try to recreate it to the best of my memory. Close your eyes at home, if you will, too. I think it was Julius Palazzo was the name of the official. All of a sudden, just went down in a heap on the far side of the field. And you could have heard a pin drop for about the next 10 minutes. Fans from both sides there. Priests on the field praying for him. And God willing, he's still with us today. And he survived that. But all of a sudden, it wasn't two schools. It was one big family getting together just to make sure that Julius was okay. And things happen through prayer. I mean, I think they happened that night, too, for Julius as well, too. So that's what we're trying to emphasize, too. You're part of one family. This is one mission. Renew the church. You know, you can sponsor a minute, a dollar a minute. If you want to honor somebody and the number of years they've been married, please do that as well, too. 614-459-4820. This is my morning voice after a game, so I apologize for that. This is kind of a mix of about four different things with razor blades mixed in as well, too. But please think of the mission. Think of the fact that we're one big family. We live in an era almost where we have too much democracy. And that's going to sound weird, but so many people think their opinion is the only opinion. You have to remember that we're all one together. Let's melt everything together, be one family, work together. And this is a mission that you're a part of. We're as close as your ear, and you can come to the studio and be part of all this. 614-459-4820. We'd love to hear from you.
We have the Catholic high school football team on in this hour. That was Randy Reinhardt. I'm Douglas Sells. Also in studio, Ryan Baker, the producer and co-host of the Catholic high school football preview
show. I never
see
this guy.
That's right, because you're usually out at a game, and he's back here in the studio. And let's, for those folks who maybe are not aware of what we do here on a Friday night, let's set the scene for that. So Ryan and I have the pleasure of hosting the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, which comes on every Friday night at 6:15, 45-minute show. And we interview coaches and players from all seven Catholic high schools. Ryan and Chris Higgins do a great job of going out to the practices and talking to the players. And then we talk with the coaches as well and preview the upcoming game. Then we have the Catholic High School Game of the Week. Randy Reinhardt and the coach, Larry Wolf, do play-by-play of that game. And some great games throughout the season. Last week you had Reedy Grandview, which was a thriller, went down to the wire. And then after the game, we have what I humbly believe, and I can say this because I don't have any role in this, the best post-game show by far in Central Ohio, and it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. And again, that's Ryan Miller along Ryan Miller. I went back to my days at Channel 10 with former Buckeye Ryan Miller. Ryan Baker alongside the sports editor at This Week Sports, Lee Cochran, who he's forgotten more football than I've ever known. And those guys will give you all the scores from around Central Ohio. Coaches call in and talk live about the games. You can tweet us your score. Tell us a little bit more about the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, Ryan, which is now in its third year, correct?
Yeah, and well, actually, I think we're in the fourth year now.
Wow, time flies.
So Lee said he's never gone more than 3 years with one host and one show. So we're record-setting this year on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. But no, it's a lot of fun, and you mentioned it. It's that show is all about Lee. I mean, you name a school within an hour and a half radius of here, and he knows something about that school and something to ask the coach when they call in. And we also have the resources of the This Week News reporters. They're out at the games, they seven or eight games every week. So we get instant information from those guys. We know what's happening in the games all around Central Ohio. And it really is. It's just like all of this. Randy had mentioned, he says this a lot on Friday nights with their team that's out at the games. He calls it their bowling league. Because it's just a bunch of guys getting together and having fun and doing something they love. And there's no doubt about that's how the Scoreboard Show is. It's my favorite thing that I do year round. And like I said, Lee does it all. He just knows everything. And it's a good time. We've got the Twitter up so you can be interactive with us. It's at AM820 Scoreboard. And we also, if you haven't checked it out this year, our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. It's better than it's ever been. A score stream update up there that is tailored to what we want and need here in Central Ohio. We've done a fantastic job getting that ready in the off season. And if you haven't checked it out, you need to on a Friday night. There's no reason, if there's a score that you want in Central Ohio, there's no reason you can't find it with the Scoreboard Show and the scoreboard AM820scoreboard.com.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about our Friday night football coverage. But, folks, this is the sports team. We're competitive, okay? We want to win. We want to win this hour. Our goal this hour is 16 total gifts. Sustaining members, five of those 16 can be sustaining members. We'd like a leadership gift, a business member. The leadership gift is $1,000 or more. And you get some great books, the Magnificat, Breaking Open the Bible, Father Ricardo's new book, some of the tokens of our appreciation for you making a donation to support the great programming at AM 820. So please give us a call, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Douglas Sells, Randy Reinhardt, and Ryan Baker in the studio with you. And Randy, you have a good game tonight with the two-time defending state champions who have won, what, three state titles in the past 7 years?
Under Brad Birchfield, and yeah, it should be a lot of fun. They take on Worthington-Kilbourne. Kilbourne got by Thomas last week
in overtime.
That
would be Hartley, that, for those who aren't, we
yes,
mentioned
Bishop
Brad.
Hartley. Yes, okay. Yes. Brad Birchfield. We're like this, you know, we're buddies too.
Yeah.
One other thing I want to mention too before we go back to the game is the fact that, you know, you talked about the Scoreboard Show. That is our outreach to people beyond the Catholic faith as well, too. So we draw in everybody with Ryan and Lee in that Scoreboard Show. It is not just the CCL. It is all the scores from all over. So that's one of the opportunities that we have to reach out to people beyond just the Catholic faith and talk to them about what's going on in the world of sports. And maybe they listen to the station at night and they'll tune in, leave it there on the next morning and listen as well, too. But, yeah, should be fun with Worthington-Kilbourne, the Wolves, the only team nicknamed Wolves in the state of Ohio, at 2-2.
See, Randy's
dropping
the only guy
knowledge.
Who knows that, that trivia.
Taking on the Hartley Hawks, and, you know, I go back to their first state championship with Dick Geyer as well, too. And Dick Geyer, tremendous coach and a mentor, if you will, for Brad Birchfield, who I covered as a player when he was an offensive lineman at Reynoldsburg High School as well, too. Had a great stop at Centerburg. So that should be a lot of fun. Quite honestly, I give the upper hand to Hartley with their experience and with their knowledge. And Kilbourne coming off a lot of graduation from last season, but still should be a lot of fun. You mentioned last week's game, 24-22. Reedy beats the Lachey brothers, in essence, because Jim Lachey has two kids. One is 6'4 and 240. And the baby, the sophomore, was 6'5 and 220 and made a three-fingered catch across the middle of a football and made it look easy with wingspan like you wouldn't believe. And we have great support for that game as well, too. Martin J. Mitchell supports us with a good hands play of the game, so we want to recognize him and all the great sponsors we have of that. But if you like sports and you want to talk sports, hey, 614-459-4820. We might sneak in something. You never know. Doug will come up with a little nugget or two. But support Catholic Radio. We reach out to more than just the Catholic high schools. And that's the thing you have to remember. That postgame show is a symbol for what we can do for everyone.
And we hope you'll tune in Friday nights. And to your point, Randy, you'll get excited about the rest of our Catholic programming. And
yes,
there is some tremendous Catholic programming. Father Ricardo in the morning, I had the pleasure of introducing him at the Catholic Men's Conference. Boy, I'll tell you what, he will convict you.
How does he have time to write a book, too?
I have no idea. I believe Father Ricardo cloned himself a long time ago because he's a very busy man. Speaking of busy, our angel, Gina, rejoins us now.
Hello, hello.
And I understand you have some updates for us.
I do. I want to thank you all for joining us, and thank you to those who have called in at 614-459-4820 or given online at stgabrielradio.com. We would like to thank a few people for their generous gifts. We have an anonymous donor from Portsmouth at St. Mary's Parish who has become a bronze member. Thank you so much for your gift. We would also like to thank Jenny from Church of the Resurrection in New Albany who has given today in honor of her mom, Nancy Worthman. Thank you so much for your gift. She also enjoys Father John Ricardo in the morning, so thanks for tuning in to St. Gabriel, Jenny. We appreciate you. We have Lori from Galena, St. Paul Parish, who has given today. Thank you so much for your generosity. And last but definitely not least, because we are so grateful for everyone that has given today, thank you to Catherine from Newark for your gift. And once again, if you want to join our team of givers today, please call in to 614-459-4820, or you can feel free to give online at stgabrielradio.com. Thank you so much.
Gina, you want to do a football game sometime? Or?
Yeah.
There you go.
I would love that.
I sense that anticipation right there.
I can throw a mean spiral. I'm not sure if I know many other terms, but I'm a good learner.
Neither do I, so don't worry about it.
I'm in.
Yep. All right, somebody call Larry Wolf. Tell him he's out. Tina's in. Okay?
Go, Tina.
Thank you so much, Tina.
We can just delegate Larry to sideline reporting.
Exactly.
He likes being down there.
You all mentioned right. Coach Larry Wolf, though, and we've talked about everyone. Lineup starts tonight. If you've never checked it out, check it out. 6 p.m. with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Doug, you talked about Randy, but you've been in Central Ohio for 30 years now. Emmy-winning sports broadcaster yourself. Nobody does a better job than you on the preview show.
I'm ringing the bell for that. There you go.
And then we go to the game of the week, and we have Randy and his experience, and then we have Coach Wolf, who not only has been a great coach at Academy and Reedy, knows the game inside and out, but is one of the funniest humans you ever meet. He's an absolute riot to talk to and listen to on a Friday night. And then Lee and I on the scoreboard show afterwards, like I said, nobody knows more about not just football, but high school sports in general in Central Ohio. So if you've never checked it out, check it out tonight. I guarantee you'll like it. And it's all because of the support of the great listeners of AM 820. So again, 614-459-4820. Go ahead and call in and donate and listen to this programming, because you will not turn away.
And one other thing to point out about Larry Wolf, he was also an assistant coach at Hartley.
When they
then went on, yeah, and then went on to coach at Academy, and the only coach in history I know of to lose a game when he coached Academy against Hartley by a count of 31-4.
Yikes.
31-4, Hartley snapped two balls through the back of the end zone for two safeties.
Wow.
So 31-4. I remind him of that every time we do a Hartley game. He
keeps
loves to hear about it.
Well, we have the rose between the three thorns. Michelle Goodrich has joined us now. Michelle is a parishioner at Immaculate Conception, and we can talk all day long about how important Catholic radio is and the messages, but you can attest to that, I think, better than any of us can, because of how it's touched you. Tell us about your experience with AM 820 and Catholic radio and what it's meant to your life, Michelle.
Well, I started listening probably after the station became 820, and I started hearing about it, and I started listening, and it fed something in my soul, because I could turn it on at any time and learn something. And unless you're learning and growing in your faith, you know, it becomes kind of by rote, and then it's not meaningful at all. So I find that that helps keep me enthused and interested and eager to learn about my faith and understand it better, because there's so much. I mean, it's, you know, you could live your whole life and not understand everything, so, or even have a knowledge of it. So it's been important that way. And it offers a variety of things too. So that's I think it's been meaningful to me in that way.
Well, and you mentioned, we heard a clip earlier from the Crossing the Gold team about the distractions every day. I mean, I know I have trouble finding the time to get into the Word. You know, mm-hmm. I have a business, I have kids, you're doing so many things. But it's awesome to be able to just turn on the radio, mm-hmm. particularly in the car. Because right. As you mentioned, if you're not in the Word, you're not getting, you know, those valuable lessons from Jesus. And it's as simple as turning on AM 820 on your car radio. Do you find yourself listening in the car?
Yes, that's a good place to listen.
Yeah.
Especially with the way traffic is. It keeps you calmer, you know.
Sure.
And keeps you focused on the right thing. So don't get angry at that driver. And I have a bumper sticker, you know, the AM 820 bumper sticker. So you have to be good in the car, because you can't, you know, you can't start being mean when you've got that on your car. So that's a good thing too.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for joining us. Thank you for your testimony. And I understand you're volunteering today as well.
I'm not volunteering today, but I have in the past. And
okay. I put a little pressure on you there. I just saw the name.
Would
tag,
you like so. To do side lunch for the football game then tonight? How's that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we have it from a reliable source. You're bringing in the pizza.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're downplaying your role. That's the most important thing. Okay. Are you kidding? Keeping people fed.
Initially becomes the most important person in the station.
Exactly.
Right there.
We love you.
You've just been elevated. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Appreciate it. You're listening to the AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. You have the sports team in here, the Catholic High School football coverage team. Every Friday night, we come at you at 6:15 with the Catholic Game of the Week, the preview show, and AM 820 scoreboard comes your way at 6 o'clock every Friday night. And we are going to take a quick break now. We'll come back for the second half hour and raise some more funds for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Give us a call at 614-459-4820.
This is John Martinoni, host of EWTN Open Line Monday. I always tell people there are three really big things that Catholic Radio does. It makes good Catholics better Catholics. It brings fallen away Catholics back to the faith. And it brings non-Catholics closer to and quite often into the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like EWTN Open Line every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Wyandotte Winery, where you enter as a customer, leave as a friend. Since 1977, WyandotteWinery.com.
At Razor Rack, we've been devoted to helping our community stay healthy for nearly 40 years. We take time to carefully select products with the best ingredients for you and your family. Our store features all organic produce, gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian foods, natural skin care and nutritional supplements, a cafe, and much more. Raisin Rack's extensive list of new lower prices reflects our commitment that price does matter. Visit Raisin Rack today at the corner of Schrock and Cleveland Avenue, just north of I-270 in Westerville, and please support Catholic Radio.
If you are like most, teachers, priests, and coaches have given you more than you can repay. Woody Hayes often encouraged his players to pay forward, to help those who come after you. To pay forward for the Catholic faith, start with a conversation at the Catholic Foundation. The Catholic Foundation can assist you in understanding your options for planned giving. Pay forward and start your planned giving conversation today at the Catholic Foundation. Catholic-foundation.org.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my three sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik and Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you. Protecting you since 1972.
Mike and Jean Gordon Realtors with the Gordon Realty Group at Keller Williams Greater Columbus Realty. Superior service, superior results. GordonRealtyGroup.com.
How would you answer the question, what is truth? Would you ignore it? Would you let somebody else answer it? We're called to stand up for the truth, especially in a confused world. We need you to stand up for the truth. Stand up for the truth by supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week with a financial gift. Through your support, the truth continues to reach people every hour of every day. Call 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying, don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
And it's a good day to make a donation and help support all the great programming you hear on Catholic Radio, St. Gabriel, AM 820. Please give us a call at 614-459-4820 and make your pledge. The easiest way, the sustaining membership is my favorite, $20 or more per month. And with that donation, you will get a copy of the Magnificat's Breaking Open the Bible. This is the AM 820 Catholic High School football team in studio this half hour. The second half of the hour, but 25 minutes left. I'm confusing myself now. I'm Douglas Sells, along with Randy Reinhardt and Ryan Baker. We have the pleasure of bringing you every Friday night something a lot more exciting than what I just said, and that is the Catholic High School Football Preview Show comes your way every Friday at 6 o'clock, and that's followed by the Catholic High School Game of the Week. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you live play-by-play of all the area Catholic teams. Tonight, Hartley against Worthington Kilbourne, and then after the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week, please make sure you stay tuned to AM 820 for the best post-game show in the area. And that's Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran bringing you all the scores and interviews. And you want to make sure you get all the updated scores and the action from that show as well. And hear from the coaches who will call up and talk about their games. But again, we are the sports team. We're competitive and we have a goal and we want to meet that goal. In the next 25 minutes, the last 25 minutes of this hour, we're looking for 16 gifts this hour. We're halfway there, folks, so we're sort of on pace. We'd like at least five of those to be sustaining members. We have four right now, so please give us a call, 459-4820. 614 is the area code. We are going to get plus $500 if we reach 10 gifts.
If you get 10 gifts, you get an extra $500.
From? Oh, well, thank you very much. Bill is explaining it as we go. So if we get at least 10 gifts, we have an anonymous donor who's going to kick in another $500. So we just need two more gifts to get there. Another $500 if we reach 13 gifts. So please give us a call. I mentioned it earlier, guys, Randy and Ryan, that I think it'd be kind of neat. I'd love to hear from someone who would call in and make a donation, make a pledge, become a sustaining member in the name of a coach. I mean, obviously, we're sports guys. There's so many people that impact our lives, our children, our spouses, us, a priest, a teacher. But in this case, I want to honor all the coaches who do such a great job with our youth. I personally made a donation of $20 for each of the seven Catholic high school coaches in the area because I just appreciate what they do. But if you want to give, here's your opportunity to give a shout out to a coach or a mentor, somebody who has meant something in your life, to your children's lives. I mean, I can think off the top of my head of probably 20 coaches that have influenced my daughter, and she's only 12. So give us a call, 459-4820, area code 614, and make a pledge to support all the great programming on Catholic Radio.
Well, two things. First of all, you are an outstanding kicker in your day, singular. And people need to know about that. So you were an outstanding athlete. Did you make the USFL?
I was with the USFL very shortly. A cup of coffee.
New Jersey Generals?
Wow, boy, I'm going to hire Randy to be my publicist.
Got a ring, though, right? Yeah.
No, I got a ring for a semi-professional.
We're getting married.
Yeah, that's a more important ring. No, that's right. But yeah, that was fun.
And Ryan, you wanted to follow up after the testimonial from Michelle, too, did you not?
Yeah, I just think she said something important in there. She talked about how she became a listener after the switch happened to 820. And I don't think that can be mentioned enough. The signal that is so much is greater than it used to be when we were 1580. We can reach so many more people now, and that's all thanks to our supporters. During the daytime, you've got coverage almost throughout the whole state of Ohio. You're touching Indiana for parts of the coverage. You're going up towards Cleveland. And now at night, you're still getting all of Franklin County. You can still hear it. So I think the opportunity that has led to reach so many more people, like Michelle, I don't think can be understated. And like I said, it's all because of the supporters. 614-459-4820. Like you said, call in, become a sustaining member, donate in the name of a coach that touched your life, anyone. We're saying that because we're the football team, but a mentor, somebody that's touched you, whatever it is. 614-459-4820.
We should mention another member of the broadcast team, too. You don't hear him on the air, but he is the combination of Einstein and MacGyver when it comes to engineering. Greg Savaldi.
Another one that's the best in the business.
That's right. Yes. And Greg so poignantly told me after I did a game filling in a little over 7 years ago, I said, Greg, was I okay? He said, if you don't come back to do these games on a regular basis, I will haunt you the rest of your life. And that compassionate speech from Greg was enough. And knowing that he was taller than me and had a black belt in karate to get me to come back as well, too. So
Greg is our chief engineer, and I think he started out volunteering his time. He also works with Clear Channel, right?
iHeartMedia, yeah.
Right, and he is, as you, I love the MacGyver analogy because, yeah, you can be at a game and sparks start flying out of the board and somehow Greg shows up with a paper clip and a pen and gets it working again.
And we've got a sideline microphone.
Yes.
All of a sudden, thanks to him, he actually built one during a game at Academy from spare parts. And we had a microphone to use. And Tim Williams was going down to the sidelines for that particular game, too.
The former OSU place kicker. All right, we have an Angel update from
She's a sideline reporter.
Yes, who we've promoted to sideline reporter on our Catholic High School football game of the week. And more importantly, right now, is going to give us an Angel update on all the great donations we're getting here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Gina?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all for calling in today at 614-459-4820 for being that foundation that helps us reach more people. I would like to thank Joseph from St. John's for giving today, for his kindness. He loves the fact that St. Gabriel Radio makes his life more spiritual. So we are so glad that you have chosen to make us a part of your everyday. We would also like to thank Karen from St. Brendan Parish in Hilliard, Ohio, for her donation today. And we would like to thank Pat and Colleen from Powell for their donation, their generous, generous gift, because they have joined St. Gabriel Radio because it teaches them so much about their faith. So if you would like to be a person that helps reach other people, teach them about their faith, make their life more spiritual, please feel free to call us at 614-459-4820 or log on to stgabrielradio.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gina. Great update.
Gina.
Gina's got a future in broadcasting. Again, we are the sports team, the Catholic High School Football Game of the Week, and we were doing the math during the break that this is my ninth year co-hosting the preview show. It's Ryan Baker's eighth year co-hosting and producing the preview show, and it's Randy Reinhart's seventh year doing the play-by-play. So,
and the preview show starts at
6 o'clock.
9876.
So, there we go. There's some rhythm to that. So please do take the opportunity to tune in, listen up. Ryan, you get the opportunity more so than Randy and I on a regular basis to speak with the players. I know Randy speaks with the coaches every week during the week leading up to the game and then obviously during and after the game. But you get to see these players. What kind of impact do you see the Catholic faith and the Catholic education having on them, not only on the field, but, you know, just in their lives in general?
Well, I think the biggest thing you see is they're all great kids. In my 8 years of doing this, I think we've incorporated the player interviews for the past 7 years. I don't think we did the player interviews before, but for the past 7 years. And I don't think I've ever come across one bad kid. And I think that's all you need right there is that's the greatest testimonial right there. These kids are all great. Most of them are very well-spoken, very respectful kids. And I think that's where it is right now. You can just tell that not only are these kids great athletes and good football players, but they're better people. And they're going to be people that no matter what they do in life are going to be successful because they're good people. And I think that's all you need to see right there.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have a coach who's made an impact on your life, that's the challenge we're making this half hour. We have a little more than 15 minutes left. We'd love for you to give us a call, make a donation to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 at 614-459-4820. There's many ways that you can make that donation, a leadership gift, business membership, a gift in any amount. Sustaining membership, as I've mentioned, is for my money. The best way to go about it and the easiest way, it's $20 a month or more. And for that, you also get a Magnificat's Breaking Open the Bible, which is a great book. You'll get all kinds of gifts by giving us a call at 459-4820. And Randy, you get to see a lot of those faith and life lessons play out during games as well.
And one of the things we do every week, too, is we put out a player profile to all the kids. And we ask them about their playing background. One of the questions, the last question in the profile is, talk about your Catholic education and football and what they mean and the direction they've given you in life. And some of the answers have been astounding. If you listen to the game every week, I incorporate three or four of those that are the most eye-catching and ear-popping. So it is something that, as Ryan mentioned, I haven't come across a bad kid in the 7 years that we've been doing the games, too. And they understand the direction. And you have to understand this, too, about the games. We have fun on the games. Ryan mentioned it's our bowling league. But we try to understand that these are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids that the next day are probably going to play video games or go to Cedar Point. This is just a part of their life. But this is one part of their life that maybe we can capture and teach them discipline and how faith can guide their life in the future, too. And you talk about the fact that it goes back to the coach, the leader. I had a high school coach that was a mentor for me as well, too, and a gentleman that I will never forget. He passed away a month ago at the age of 88. Little Bobby Ward was his name. He played for Notre Dame. He was a kick returner at 5'4 and 140 pounds. Everybody wow. told him he was too small. He mm-hmm. wasn't. He was a great athlete, great person, and a great leader.
Well, you had a game last week, Bishop Reedy, with a running back who's 135 pounds.
If that much. And Jack Foley, yes.
Yeah. Tell us about that kid.
It was tremendous to see him go in the pile. And why he has an advantage is he has a low center of gravity, if he has one at all. He's so low to the ground, he goes into the scrum, you can't find him. Think of the Lachey brothers we were talking about 6'5". You have to reach down pretty much to your ankles to try to find this kid. He comes out the other end, 26 carries, 166 yards, and a touchdown. And in the postgame, Larry Wolf was a little out of breath getting down to the field to interview him. And Jack Foley says, you know, I owe it all to my offensive lineman. Very calm and composed. And I said, Larry, he sounds like a guidance counselor. You sound like a kid that's late for class, for crying out loud. And he did a fabulous job. But it doesn't matter. It's the size of the heart and the size of your heart for God as well, too. And Foley, I think, is going to be a kid we'll watch in the future as well, too. He's a lot of fun. And we'll have Reedy on again later on this season against Hartley.
Well, and what I love about that was Larry Wolf in the post-game interview. He told him, you know, there are no little guys.
That's right.
They're just football players. And that is definitely true. So, again, call in. We need more points on the scoreboard here. 614-459-4820. And if you've never listened to our high school football coverage, I ask you to do so tonight. Again, it all starts at 6 with the Catholic High School Football Preview Show with Doug and myself and Chris Higgins. We talked to all the coaches from the 7 area Catholic teams, and we talked to the players as well. Then the game of the week tonight, it's Hartley hosting Worthington Kilbourne. Randy and Larry, there's no better team in the area. And then after the game, the AMA 20 scoreboard show. You get all of the scores. You talk to the winning coaches in the area. And Doug, you mentioned the scoreboard show being the best post game in the area. I'm going to go further. Our Friday night coverage, there may be Friday night coverages out there that are as good, but there's none better. So please listen tonight. I guarantee you'll enjoy what you hear. At halftimes of the game, Randy talks to a representative. He'll talk to someone from Hartley tonight, give you updates on what's going on at the schools. It's an easy way for you to keep up with all the Catholic high schools in the area, find out what's going on there. It's great coverage. Again, 614-459-4820. Call in, become a sustaining member. It's only $20 a month, and you will not be disappointed.
And this is an hour of commitment. Can you make that commitment? We'd love to hear from you. We are part of your family. You're part of ours. In fact, Doug, Ryan, and I are going to lock the door and stay in here until we reach our goal.
That's it. We're not going to
stay
anybody
as long as we have to.
Exactly.
Even if we don't get the pizza.
All right, guys. And we're coming down to the fourth quarter here, okay? Because we wrap this up in about 6 or 7 minutes, and we'll hear from Bishop Campbell at the top of the hour, actually at about 10:54. So we only have a few minutes to get to our goal. If we get 16 gifts this half hour, we're at 9 right now. If we get 16 gifts, we will get an additional $500 from an anonymous donor. So please... Oh, I'm sorry, $500 if we get to 10 gifts, another $500 if we get to 13, and another $500 if we get to 16. So I want to put this anonymous donor's money to work. So please give us a call. We're at 9 right now. We just need one more donation this hour to get that extra $500. Three more gifts, we get to $1,000, and we just got another one. So we are now, all right, guys, that deserves a round of applause. We just reached 11 gifts, 11 donations, so we have an additional $500. If we get two more gifts, it'll be $1,000 from the anonymous donor. And if we get four more gifts, it will be $1,500. So give us a call at 614-459-4820, again, to support all the great programming on Catholic Radio. I feel blessed to have the opportunity to do what I do here. I mean, we've done sports casting, Randy, you and I, and Ryan, and in a secular world for years, and enjoyed every minute of it. But it's really awesome to be able to share your faith and not have to be concerned about whether somebody's going to say, well, you can't say that on the radio. Well, at AMA 20, we're all about Jesus. We're all about God. We're all about helping evangelize and letting other people know that Jesus has them in his heart. And we're not afraid to say it. And it's great to be able to do that, Randy.
And we're in our last 5 minutes. If you've been waiting, this is indeed the fourth quarter. In fact, here's your two-minute warning. Even though there's five on the clock, we're making it a two-minute warning right now. 614-459-4820. Think of that coach in your life that has made an impact. Think of an administrator in your life, a teacher. If anybody has made a difference in your life, let's honor them. Think about this. We are one family. We're cousins together in this, and we need your help. We'd love to hear from you. 614-459-4820. One other thing I want to mention about the coverage of the games, too. One thing that we do that's pretty unique is I'll throw it to Ryan, and he will do updates on scores and events from other games during our game. It's like an ESPN Sports Center, if you will, inside our game. I've heard very few broadcasts that can do what we can do thanks to the technology. You mentioned the scoreboard and the website and Margie Baker, the great job she does with that, too. So please listen to the games if you get the chance on Friday night. Spread the word, but most importantly, call us right now at 614-459-4820.
And you also hear some great games. As we mentioned, Hartley has won three state titles in the past 7 years. DeSales, obviously, a rich tradition program there that's won three state championships. We have St. Charles. We have Waterson. We have them all. Bishop Waterson with a new coach and Brian Kennedy, who has quite honestly revamped that offense.
They're throwing the ball.
Well, when you got a kid on your team, a wide receiver whose last name is Meyer, it might be a good idea to throw to that kid. So, Urban Meyer's son, Nate Meyer, is on that team and is having a great season. So it's a fun brand of football and a great brand of football.
And you mentioned it last year alone. Hartley wins a state title. DeSales and Newark Catholic in state semifinals. Since we've been doing this, we've had four state championships. Hartley with the three that you mentioned about, and Waterson in 2010. DeSales has made it to state semifinals. Newark Catholic has. Reedy made it to a state semifinal 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So not only, like you said, there's worse things you could be doing on your Friday night than enjoying a good football game and spreading your faith as well.
And guys, we are one gift away from getting the additional $500 from the anonymous donor. So please give us a call, 614-459-4820. A gift in any amount gets us an additional $500. So please give us a call. $20 or more per month is your sustaining membership. It gives you an opportunity to make a pledge each month to support the great programming on AM radio, AM 820 Catholic radio, and support an opportunity to get the word in your car, on the radio at home. It's as easy as for those of you who have busy lives to just turn on the radio if you don't have time to open your Bible.
And Doug, again, thanks to you for being my guidance counselor, too, because, again, without you, I wouldn't be here today, because you reached out to me on LinkedIn and said, hey, we might have an opening, and I contacted Bill Messerly, and at that time, I had about 27 years of experience, and you know what? When I sat down with Bill, he walked me through everything from A to Z, and Bill was getting his feet wet, I think, in high school football coverage, and he has done a fabulous job assembling this team and adding to the commitment, which is what we're asking you to do today. In the last 2 minutes, please add to your commitment, 614-459-4820. We'd love to hear from you.
And I got to ring the bell coming down to the last minute here, because we just got our 13th gift, so we now have a $1,000 match from an anonymous donor. Folks, if we can get three more gifts in the last minute, what do we have, minute 20 maybe here, Bill? We can get another $500.
Hey, don't sell us short here.
I'm locking the door.
Oh, we do.
I'm locking the door.
All right, we're just going to stay with it. So please give us a call at 614-459-4820. And we are now at 14. We are two gifts away from getting an additional $1,500 from an anonymous donor. So please give us a call. As we said, make a pledge in the name of a coach. As sports guys, we really appreciate what those coaches do for our kids day in and day out. But it doesn't have to be in the name of a coach. It doesn't have to be in the name of anyone. It can just be because you want to support AM 820 Catholic Radio. So we are two gifts away from getting an additional $500 from our anonymous donor, and we'd love to get that call in the next minute or two.
Do we have one timeout remaining?
I believe we, no, they're going to wrap us out. You threatened to lock the door, Randy,
I did.
I think we may just stay in here.
I have big feet.
But they've got until 11 to get those two calls in, those two gifts,
oh,
to get
do?
That extra $500.
Alrighty.
We've got a Hail Mary left in us, Elise.
We just got 15.
One more call, 614-459-4820.
And thank you to all the folks calling in, sponsoring AM 820. Ryan alluded to it earlier. I remember 1580 before we went to AM 820. you drive down the street and you'd lose the signal. And so to have AM 820, which is WOSU's signal for so long, is tremendous. And we are going to get out of here in just a minute, but we are going to get an Angel update when we come back. And so, Gina, I'm going to hang out, even though we're wrapping up our half hour, because we want to hear that we went over 16 gifts in this hour so that we can get that additional $500 donation from the anonymous donor. That would be $1,500, and we thank that donor from the bottom of our hearts. So for Randy Reinhardt and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. We're going to wrap up this half hour. But please do come back at the top of the hour where Gina will give us an Angel update. And we just got the 17 gifts. All right, folks. So we got the additional $500. I told you we were competitive. Randy said we're going to stay in here until we wrapped it up.
Pizza.
Yes. So please do stay with the Fall Spirit Drive for the rest of the day. Help us support Catholic Radio. Right now, we're going to hear from Bishop Campbell on the Communion of Saints.
The Church has often spoken about the communion of saints, a community of those faithful dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ that are not simply living in any particular time or place, but all of those that have gone before us, those who had been faithful to the teaching of Christ and now are present with him in heaven before the face of our Heavenly Father. And from that place, they continue to be a part of our life. They are a part of our worship. They are deeply concerned with our well-being. Their prayers are very powerful. But we also remember, as we do on the observance of All Souls Day, that there are members of our church who, having died a natural death, are going through a final period of purification before they are brought into the presence of God. They have died spiritually united to Christ and his message, but still bore that burden of the temporal effects of sin that are slowly washed and burnt away so that they might enjoy the face of God with great joy and great power. And they are part of us and part of our prayer. Now, I think understanding the saints, the faithfully departed, those souls that are in purgatory, we come to understand that when we refer to the church, we refer not simply to a community of people that exists in the present time, but by our baptism, we are incorporated into a vast body of Christians, those who have gone before us, those that will follow. It allows us to understand that we are to be moved with great acts of thanksgiving for what we have inherited, for what has been given to us. We also are moved to a deep responsibility for what we have been given, that we preserve it, that we live it deeply, that we enhance it, and then hand it on to a future generation. And we are part of this vast community of saints, which will be fully revealed to us at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, they are still with us. I remember a very powerful passage in the Gospel of John. It occurs in the 6th chapter, in which our Lord, in his teaching about the bread of life, tells us that nothing that the Father gives to him is ever lost. I think that is also a reason for our deep concern for remembering those who have died. Those that really are not lost to us, but those who are still very near, in a different way, changed perhaps, but still with us. We remember them. We often pray for them that they might be fully purified. But we also realize that our Lord made this statement within the context of his teaching about the bread of life, about the meaning of the Holy Eucharist. Because in Latin, the term communion of saints is communio sanctorum. Now, actually, if you look at that term, it can mean not only the communion of saints, but also a communion of holy things. And originally, the meaning of that communion indicated all of those who by the common celebration of the sacraments and the reception of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ were joined into this great community. And therefore, when we gather for the Eucharist, which is the very heart of our Catholic life, we remember that we are joined by all of the saints, all of the angels, those who have died, those who are faithful, are part of this as well. And it makes us realize what a powerful community we are members of when we are members of the body of Christ, the Church.